This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for keeping it locked on the morning run. You're with Julian Ng and Joyce Goh. And now it's time to look at the global markets. And on the line, we have Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Management. Joe, good of you to join us this morning. Now, the S&P is up 6% since the start of the year and just under 14% since Christmas. Joe, where do markets stand on valuations? Is this a turning point for investors to make a firm buy?
The firm buy in terms of valuations was towards, you know, the year end and heading into this year. We've seen a nice bounce in the S&P, but we're still seeing some valuations, you know, that are attractive because we've got good earnings, good economy. It's not great. I mean, I think the key is a lot of these kind of negative factors have been priced into the market. So whether it's the Fed, China, trade, Brexit, they're priced into the market, so the valuations are reasonable here and reasonable to buy.
Well, Joe, what about Asian markets? Do you see similar trends here, and which geographies look the most appealing?
Well, in particular, I mean, with Asia, I mean, I like the technology side of the equation in across Asia, including Malaysia, Singapore, of course, China, Japan. More about robotics. That's very important. South Korea technology. So, you know, the key is, I mean, China just printed very weak numbers, but that was expected. So, like, if we continue down that path, weaker than expected growth, that would be different from what the market's expecting. But the market's expecting good reflationary policies coming out of China. So I think this is a good time to step into Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and across the board in developing Asia.
And Joe, Davos is about to happen, and there's some notable absentees, for example, Theresa May, and as well as Emmanuel Macron. But as far as U.S.-China relationships are concerned, do you see anything coming out of Davos that would give some hints to investors?
Not really. Maybe we'll see. And Davos really doesn't matter, in my opinion, to the markets in terms of China-U.S. trade. It's what's going on behind the scenes right now. It's very important for the United States and Europe to get on the same page when it comes to trade, avoid the auto tariffs. So, yeah, the fact that the world leaders aren't at Davos, that doesn't worry me as long as I know the negotiators in the U.S., Europe, and particularly China continue their work behind the scenes. And hopefully we can avoid the March 1 deadline, and hopefully we avoid the auto tariffs as well.
And you mentioned about ASEAN, which we have a keen interest on, of course. And do you think that in this fight between U.S. and China, ASEAN would come out looking good? Is it a damn if you do or damn if you don't situation for ASEAN with this trade tension?
Good question, and to be determined. You know, you never want to see a great economic entity like ASEAN have to make a choice between the U.S. and China. Obviously, there's a lot of countries in ASEAN that are tied closely to China vis-a-vis trade and investment, but they also export a lot to the United States. So what I'm hoping for is that the United States and China find an exit ramp to get off this trade tensions and thereby Malaysia or Thailand or Singapore, they don't have to make a choice. We don't want to see countries have to make a choice between China and the United States, because then globalization becomes even more fragmented. That's not good for any country. You know, whether it's Malaysia or Singapore or Thailand, you need both. We need both of these big entities, China and the United States, to be in sync, growing and contributing and bolstering global growth.
Well, Joe, after a volatile few months, all prices seem to be on the up, having rallied over 20% since Christmas Eve and trading around the 60-something dollar mark per barrel. What's supporting this rally, and what changed over the last month?
Well, it's hard to say because it'll be after the fact. I would say what's driving the oil markets is, you know, kind of constrained supplies here a little bit, whether it's, you know, taking some production from OPEC off the markets. I think you're going to start to see a little peaking or plateauing in the shale of oil production here in the United States. And then, you know, there's an expectation. The expectation in 2019 is that global growth reaccelerates in the second half of this year. So maybe the oil prices are pricing that in. The traders are pricing that in now. You know, it'll depend on, you know, the Fed is on hold. I think the ECB is on hold. Bank of Japan. So all the central banks, you know, very quickly and brutally at the end of December. They went from raising rates to being on hold or cutting rates, and that's bullish for oil prices.
Joe, always good to have you joining us, and thank you so much. And that was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management on this morning's Market Watch, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.